There's a status symbol for basketball trainers that is damaging, whether you're on the side, we are on the side of wanting to train the best athlete, wanting to take all the credit for that, wanting to have the nicest gym, wanting to have the most trainees, wanting to have the something. And it's a dangerous battle because maybe we're on the opposite side where we just want to get the results and we just want to do our thing without all the social media attention. We want to do the best job that we can and truly help our athletes without coming off as gimmicky, coming off as self-promotional. And no matter which way you look at it, there is a status symbol that we are going after. And it's dangerous, especially on the side where we have to be the ones who have the clout, have the athletes' admiration, have the best trainees, have the associated success with that trainee. And it's a game that is not very forgiving. It's one where you post only about that athlete, and where honestly it gets tiring. It gets tired, it gets tiring as well. And the real ones can actually see, unless you have the proof of results, unless you are the one who was with this trainee when they were young and you truly developed them. It's something that it develops fatigue. Like in the ad world, when you're running advertising campaigns, there is something that's called fatigue in the local market. It's basically how often somebody sees an ad over and over and over and over again. And in some instances, I can see the benefit of it. In other instances, it's like it causes us to do things that may not have already been in our strategic objective. Like I know for me, I love training certain athletes, but after you train athletes so much, so long for free, there's an opportunity cost to that. There's an opportunity cost of you are spending money for the gym time, one. Two, there's money that you could have been making by training somebody else who was willing to pay, even though that person may not have had as much social currency as somebody else who gets free training but is also an elite athlete. And it's something that gets even worse when you look at the fact of so many more basketball trainers getting their own gym space now, which I'm happy for a lot. For some, I'm skeptical because we don't always see or hear the truth behind how these basketball trainers are actually getting these basketball gyms. We don't see the fact that these trainers may have had investors or parents or uncles that have a large sum of money and are willing to give that money without any kind of expectation of any kind of payment, without any kind of interest, whereas others are actually borrowing this money from a bank, from a person, a loan shark who are putting it on credit, who is going to want their money, who is going to charge interest on it. You have to pay for the lease, you have to pay for the principal, you have to pay for the interest, and you probably don't have as much cash flow to pay for those things over an extended period of time, especially when the slow months come along and you're stuck with something for 5, 10 years. And what happens if the landlord decides, oh, I've seen your business model, I've gotten the foot traffic, and I don't want to renew your lease right now. And you have this permanent gym floor planted, built, and now you have to leave and you still have to make payments on this thing. And there are all these horror stories that people just don't talk about, who don't say anything about. And this status symbol is what's driving us to get certain things sooner than what we may be willing or able to do it. And it's something I have to talk to myself about as well as I get caught in that mental trap of trying to keep up with the Joneses, even though I am already a Jones, right? So, and that's so corny, it's so lame, but I wanted to say it. And it felt good saying it, actually. But on the opposite side, too, the other status symbol may make us move too slowly. It may lead us to be stagnant and not grow as much as we want. And if you're not growing, then I think you're dying, right? I've heard that, and I've felt that at times too. But if you have the status symbol of, for me, what I err on the side of is no debt, being able to be profitable, being this certain type of businessman, it may lead to slower decisions. It may lead to less risk taking and less growth, or less, at least growth that's not as fast. And there's a balance in between those two. Again, I think we're all searching for some kind of status symbol. It's just a matter of, is that status symbol something that is detrimental to us, or is it something that is a reality we're aware of that we also manage as well? So hopefully this makes sense. It's a quick rant because I am seeing so many gems being built and being put down. gym floors, I should say, and just understanding this market and how challenging it can be, and how razor thin the margin could possibly be if you are leasing out a space, you're paying for a gym court, and you only have basketball training. You know, it depends on the market that you're in, but and I just know it's tough. And I doubt that a lot of us have a firm grasp of our numbers when it comes to amortization of loans, and it comes to some of the things in the financial world that we just really don't know about, and we aren't taught in school, that we have to learn on our own. So hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully this status symbol conversation is something that we can continue to have and be honest about, whether it's training the most elite athletes and going down that rabbit hole and competing for that market share, that attention, or trying to have the nicest gym or have your own gym facility as a mark of a status symbol. It's like Dave Ramsey always says, the new status symbol is not a brand new BMW. It's a fully paid off mortgage, and I kind of align with that. I feel that it'd be nice to have both paid off. That's another story. All that being said, hopefully you guys have a great rest of your week, and you will hear me tomorrow if you tune in. Thanks.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.
I'm just a young ball trainer that's thankful for his blessings. I don't know if y'all like Nipsey Hussle like I do. Favorite artist, rest in peace. But status symbol, I was listening to it, and it made me think about, oh shoot, we all have a status symbol, or we're seeking for some kind of status as basketball trainers. So I'm ranting on that for about a few minutes. So hopefully you guys can get some kind of value from this episode.